Okay, good morning. I'll give you a little quick outline of our bye week plan. We're going to practice, which we did today, and then we'll practice tomorrow. The players will be off from Thursday through Sunday, and then we'll be back, and they'll be back on Monday. Coaches, we're going to work through Thursday, and then they'll get a little time that they can get off as well. Our focus on the bye week is going to be a combination of us and Cincinnati. This portion, especially with our players here now in the next day or two, primarily focused on us and the ways we can improve. We're looking at cut-ups. We're going through some scheme things to try to fix some things and look at what we're doing well, what we're doing not so well, so that we can progress for these next seven games. Looking at a lot of technique evaluation, and as well as looking at personnel and seeing what we're doing, if there's some things we can modify. Also, one of the things from a us perspective of what we're working to get better at this week is for our players to get some rest and rejuvenate both mentally and physically. And then we'll get started some more later in the week, especially with coaches on Cincinnati in preparing for them. As I look to the season at this point, a little chance to evaluate where we're at and just some observations that I have. I think our coaches have done a great job to this point. You look at our coordinators, and we've talked a lot about Norv, Ray, and Chris and the things that they've been able to do. A lot of different moving parts, new systems, a lot of different people in and out of the huddle at times, and I think they've done an outstanding job. I think that our position coaches, it's important to note and talk about them as well. And when you have a lot of young players, a lot of new players, as we do, and you see a lot of guys making progress and getting better and improving, and I think that says a lot to our coaches and our position coaches and the job they've done. I feel good about how we're building a culture and identity here. That doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. And, you know, we have a group of guys, I think, that have really come together. They're relentless. I think we see that on a day-to-day basis. And they're passionate about playing football and passionate about being Cleveland Browns. And that's something that's important to us. And I feel like we're making strides in that area. Also, just an understanding of how we play. And whether it's the players, the fans. I was actually with my family out getting pizza on Friday night and ran into a fan who came by and just stopped in and said he really likes the way we play. He didn't say anything about wins or losses. He just said he likes the way we play. And, you know, I think that the fans are seeing that, are appreciating how we play. It adds to their excitement. I think that that adds to our players' excitement, and they feed off of the fans being excited. And so it's generally been a real good thing for all of us. So we're excited about getting better in this course of this bye week and getting ready for Cincinnati as we go through it and get into next week. We'll take questions now.
Hey, Chad, this bullying and all this stuff going on down there with the Dolphins, do you keep tabs of what goes on? I'm not suggesting anything like that has happened in your locker room, but do you keep real close tabs on that kind of stuff with hazing and all, anything that happens with your team?
Yeah, I have not as far as their situation goes, and I don't know any of the details. You know, I'm not going to comment specifically on anything with the Dolphins. As far as from our standpoint and my standpoint, I feel good where our locker room is right now.
But, you know, I don't know if hazing includes the rookies taking in players' helmets during training camp. I mean, that seems like it's been going on forever. But what kind of initiations or rituals do your guys have with rookies?
Yeah, I don't see those things as hazing. You know, I think that the key is it being voluntary participation and being positive in that way. And those are the things that are part of, you know, our locker room, any NFL locker room.
Did you ever get a chance to look at that photo we were talking about yesterday with where it looked like, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, where the safety's hands were kind of on Greg's neck or whatever? Did you get a chance to look at it? Do you think there's anything to that? Was he choking Greg?
I did. It was just really hard to see, and sometimes a still shot, you're not able to determine any of those things either. You know, we just have to be smart, and the personal foul was called on Greg throwing the helmet, and so that's the thing that I talked to Greg about, and we, you know, have to maintain our composure in those situations.
And do you, I'm sure that you'd keep this in-house, but when you get two penalties like that in one game, does that move over into conduct detrimental to the team? I mean, do you take it to another extent?
I think you always have to look at things on a case-by-case basis, and, I didn't in that case.
Where's Jason? And, you said yesterday you thought that Jason and Greg would be on practice today. They both were out there. Could you just give us an update on how they're feeling, where they're at?
Yeah, overall, from a practice standpoint, we rested a number of guys today. So, you know, just 48 hours out from the game. I think my addition's right. It's probably not. But a couple days out from the game, this would be a day off. So gave us a chance to give a lot of our younger guys or more inexperienced guys some reps today. We rested some of our more senior citizens and some guys who had a lot of reps in the game. So Jason went out. He did a little bit out there, not a lot, but he's fine. And same thing with Greg, just some individual stuff.
Talked about the running game a little bit yesterday. You're trying to improve it. Is there a chance that Obi could get more carries from the true tailback spot as opposed to just being a fullback?
That's something we're taking a good look at this week, is the running game in general, and getting Obi some carries we want to do.
Is it, when you have three guys, probably different skill sets, is it tough to find the right balance, especially with, you know, Willis being new and Obi playing fullback and Fozzie being new?
Yeah, you know, we're working to find the things that those guys do. And then during the course of the game, them being in there at different times and the right times and having the opportunities, that can be challenging. And we'll do a better job of getting them in when we need to and rolling it a little bit more and spreading it out.
Will you have to maybe add a fullback if you want to get Obi the ball more?
I think we're okay as far as that goes.
First 9 weeks as a head coach, were there any huge surprises from whatever game day, off the field, trades, quarter? I mean, it seems like a lot of stuff went on. What was the first 9 weeks like for you?
I don't think there was any major surprises. I think that, every day there's a new challenge, and you might come into work expecting a certain amount of things or certain things, and you never know what comes across your desk during the course of the day. I would say that's the biggest thing that you realize, and you realize pretty quickly. And there's been a lot of things happen and a lot of things going on in different situations, that some unique, some things that you expect and some things that don't happen very often that we've had. I go back to the kind of people that we have here and the identity that we're creating and these guys – it's a resilient group, a group that loves playing football and have been able to handle really whatever's come across, in the course of the time that we've been here.
There's been a lot that's happened in the first 9 games of the season. You traded your starting tailback. You've had three different quarterbacks in and out of that huddle. You've had injuries to deal with. Could you just talk about just not only you and how you've been able to handle and compartmentalize all that, but also – the players within the locker room, because that's a lot to deal with in 9 weeks.
Yeah, like I just said, I think that it really says a lot about the people that are here in this organization and in the locker room and the coaching staff and a lot of different people that believe in what we're doing and are committed to what we're doing. And, I'm pleased with where I see the identity of this team going. I think that's all part of it. They haven't flinched. Whatever happens, the important thing is what we talk as coaches to them about is how you respond to the things that happen. It's not what happens, it's how you respond to it. And that's the approach we've taken, and these guys have bought into it, and you see them bouncing back and continue to play hard. And we talked about the way they play, and people appreciating that and I think are taking notice of that.
Why did you retain him? Almost everybody on the coaching staff knew. And how would you assess how he's done?
Yeah, I felt like coming in, it's important. Sometimes, you know, people clear house as a head coach coming in new. You know, I looked for good coaches and guys that would fit. And I think that, you know, as Chris was here, he performed very well, you know, has a great reputation around the league. Just sitting down and getting a chance to talk with him some and getting to know him, and from a philosophical standpoint, being very in line with what I wanted, and it was a good fit. And I think Chris has done a great job. I mean, you go back to the very start at the beginning of the season and really getting a lot of new guys in and having to get them prepared to play in a short amount of time, you know, having to shuffle people and move people around and find out about them, and then, you know, being able to make a lot of plays, that group making a lot of plays, whether it was big returns in games or fakes or whatever it was, coverage, punts, all those things that I think that he's really done an outstanding – he and Sean Meninga both have done an outstanding job with the special teams.
To and can get better in the last seven games to get where you're trying to go?
Well, there's a lot of things that we need to improve on, and we're still a work in progress in that way. And, you know, I expect us to keep improving like we need to. And as you look at it, I think from each side of the ball, you know, we started as a staff talking about it a little bit from an offensive standpoint of getting better at our run game and continue to work on that. Some third downs and getting better at third downs. You know, defensively, same thing, that third down situation, some looking at some red zone. So those are some things that we're very focused on right now, you know, to get better at. And again, you know, this bye week gives us a chance to look at our personnel, take a good look. You know, are we doing the right things with them? Is there some things we can do better and put them in better position? Because as a coach, I believe that we always want to put our guys and try to put our guys in the best position for them to succeed, which will give us the best chance to succeed.
Last question. Good idea of what type of team you have. But now you're 9 weeks into this thing. Okay? Has your internal expectations gone up with what you've seen? And, you know, what's your message to these guys for when they come back from this bye?
Yeah, I want them to come back stronger and hungrier. And, you know, be ready to go for the next seven games. And obviously our approach is we start with the first game, which is Cincinnati. You know, we all have goals. Obviously our goal is just like every other NFL team goal, to win. My expectations are more in line with I want us to be improving every week, having the right approach and taking the approach to improve and to get better. And I expect that from these guys, and that's what they've shown to this point, and I expect us to keep improving.